barricade on the access road, the guards at the main entrance, the heavy metal door outside, the automatic doors that rumbled open and closed, the heaviness in his stomach, the lightness in his head, and now this tiny stone chamber. "Robert?" Peter whispered behind him. "Sometimes a change of perspective is all it takes to see the light." Speechless, Langdon stared out through the window. His gaze traveled into the darkness of the night, traversing more than a mile of empty space, dropping lower, lower, through the darkness, until it came to rest atop the brilliantly illuminated, stark white dome of the U.S. Capitol building. Langdon had never seen the Capitol from this perspective, hovering 555 feet in the air atop America's great Egyptian obelisk. Tonight, for the first time in his life, he had ridden the elevator up to the tiny viewing chamber at the pinnacle of the Washington Monument. Chapter 129. Robert Langdon stood mesmerized at the glass portal, absorbing the power of the landscape below him. Having ascended unknowingly hundreds of feet into the air, he was now admiring one of the most spectacular vistas he had ever seen. The shining dome of the U.S. Capitol rose like a mountain at the east end of the National Mall. On either side of the building, two parallel lines of light stretched toward him. The illuminated facades of the Smithsonian Museums, beacons of art, history, science, culture. Langdon now realized, to his astonishment, that much of what Peter had declared to be true was in fact true. There is indeed a winding staircase, descending hundreds of feet beneath a massive stone. The huge capstone of this obelisk sat directly over his head, and Langdon now recalled a forgotten bit of trivia that seemed to have eerie relevance. The capstone of the Washington Monument weighed precisely 3,300 pounds. Again, the number 33. More startling, however, was the knowledge that this capstone's ultimate peak, the zenith of this obelisk, was crowned by a tiny polished tip of aluminum, a metal as precious as gold in its day. The shining apex of the Washington Monument was only about a foot tall, the same size as the Masonic Pyramid. Incredibly, this small metal pyramid bore a famous engraving, Laus Deo, and Langdon suddenly understood. This is the true message of the base of the stone pyramid. The seven symbols are a transliteration, the simplest of ciphers. The symbols are letters. The stonemason's square, L. The element gold, AU. The Greek sigma, S. The Greek delta, D. Alchemical mercury, E. The Ouroboros, O. Laus Deo, Langdon whispered. The well-known Latin phrase meaning, praise God, was inscribed on the tip of the Washington Monument in script letters only 1 inch tall, on full display and yet invisible to all. Laus Deo. Praise God, Peter said behind him, flipping on the soft lighting in the chamber. The Masonic Pyramid's final code. Langdon turned. His friend was grinning broadly, and Langdon recalled that Peter had actually spoken the words, praise God, earlier inside the Masonic Library. And I still missed it. Langdon felt a chill to realize how apt it was that the legendary Masonic Pyramid had guided him here, to America's great obelisk, the symbol of ancient mystical wisdom, rising toward the heavens at the heart of a nation. In a state of wonder, Langdon began moving counterclockwise around the perimeter of the tiny square room, arriving now at another viewing window. North. Through this northward-facing window, Langdon gazed down at the familiar silhouette of the White House directly in front of him. He raised his eyes to the horizon, where the straight line of 16th Street ran due north toward the House of the Temple. I am due south of Herodom. He continued around the perimeter to the next window. Looking west, Langdon's eyes traced the long rectangle of the reflecting pool to the Lincoln Memorial, its classical Greek architecture inspired by the Parthenon in Athens, temple to Athena, goddess of heroic undertakings. Anuit Coeptis, Langdon thought. God favors our undertaking. Continuing to the final window, Langdon gazed southward across the dark waters of the tidal basin, where the Jefferson Memorial shone brightly in the night. The gently sloping cupola, Langdon knew, was modeled after the Pantheon, the original home to the great Roman gods of mythology. Having looked in all four directions, Langdon now thought about the aerial photos he had seen of the National Mall, her four arms outstretched from the Washington Monument toward the cardinal points of the compass. I am standing at the crossroads of America. Langdon continued back around to where Peter was standing. His mentor was beaming. Well, Robert, this is it. The lost word. This is where it's buried. The Masonic Pyramid led us here. Langdon did a double take. He had all but forgotten about the lost word. Robert, I know of nobody more trustworthy than you. And after a night like tonight, I believe you deserve to know what this is all about. As promised in legend, the lost word is indeed buried at the bottom of a winding staircase. He motioned to the mouth of the monument's long stairwell. Langdon had finally started to get his feet back under him, but now he was puzzled. Peter quickly reached into his pocket and pulled out a small object. Do you remember this? Langdon took the cube-shaped box that Peter had entrusted to him long ago. Yes, but I'm afraid I didn't do a very good job of protecting it. Solomon chuckled. Perhaps the time had come for it to see the light of day. Langdon eyed the stone cube, wondering why Peter had just handed it to him. What does this look like to you? Peter asked. Langdon eyed the number 1514 and the symbol of the D written inside the A, and recalled his first impression when Catherine unwrapped the package. A cornerstone. Exactly, Peter replied. Now, there are a few things you might not know about cornerstones. First, the concept of laying a cornerstone comes from the Old Testament. Langdon nodded. The Book of Psalms. Correct. And a true cornerstone is always buried beneath the ground, symbolizing the building's initial step upward out of the earth toward the heavenly light. Langdon glanced out at the Capitol, recalling that its cornerstone was buried so deep in the foundation that, to this day, excavations had been unable to find it. And finally, Solomon said, like the stone box in your hand, many cornerstones are little vaults and have hollow cavities, so that